Welcome to Astronomica, an intro to a show about...
That is real.
To a show about a podcast.
About a show.
About space.
About nothing.
About a happy band of rare duels.
Which, if you hear the new trailer, you'll get that joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a good joke.
It might be a while.
I like to imagine that you're listening to this far in advance or far after that trailer has cycled out.
If you ever want to hear one of our trailers, what you do is the next time that I tell you, hey, we've got a trailer for someone else's show to listen to, what you do is you go to that show.
Don't recommend it.
And then you listen until you hear our trailer.
And then you turn it straight off.
And then you come right back here.
Mm-hmm. Give them no love.
No.
We like to operate in a spirit of strict competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Siloing is best.
All creative endeavors are a zero-sum game. You belong to us.
It's true. It's true.
And if you are a listener to another show and you heard our trailer, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel the need to go back and say goodbye to those people.
Nope. Best
never,
to make a clean
they
break.
They never loved you.
Not like we love you.
No, not like we love you. We have your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
It's true.
We'll occasionally say your name if you give us money.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know what? You actually never even really liked that show when you think about it.
Oh my God.
You gaslit yourself being all crazy.
I feel like... I should say we don't believe any of these things. Mm-hmm.
Instead, let's talk about Dune Part 2.
Yes, it is amazing.
That. Yeah.
It's very cool.
Full stop. Amazing.
I like the part with the worms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet.
I have a confession to make. I have never seen Dune.
You didn't see the first one?
I've never seen any Dune. I don't even know what it's about, except there's worms. I know there's worms, and there's a new popcorn bucket that apparently
is
very controversial / satisfying, depending on your perspective.
Yeah. Controversially satisfying.
What is this popcorn bucket?
It's an extremely fuckable popcorn bucket.
It is a soft molded silicone replica of the worm from Dune.
Bursting up with the teeth.
It's a capper over the popcorn bucket.
So you reach into the mouth.
But teeth is a strong word. It's more like little wonderful rubber ticklers.
It's baleen.
Are they
ribbed?
Rubber?
Yeah, it's
silicone. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I was worried that would be like really stiff.
No, you'd never get your dick out of that. Like,
well, some people are, in fact,
right,
very stiff, and that is why they are controversial.
No, I understand. Mm. I understand that, you know, the bones that people might want to put into it, like hand bones that people might want to put into would be rigid. But I was worried that the teeth were rigid and possibly brittle.
Well, it is designed for you to plunge your hand bones in and out repeatedly while retrieving popcorn during the movie in the dark by yourself.
Yep.
With a candle lit, maybe.
God damn.
One row up and three seats over from Paul Rubens.
There you go.
Little Anya playing. Inya.
This civilization has fallen so good. It's falling.
It really
just
is.
Yeah, take that, Rome.
Right?
Damn.
I bet you didn't have Dune Worm popcorn buckets, Rome. Call yourself an empire.
I mean, I'd like more fuckable popcorn accessories and less fascism, if I have to be honest.
I'm
with the downfall of my society.
You only get
fair.
Both.
Sorry, best I can do is both.
I bet the butter's very hydrating,
but the salt probably doesn't like help. That would kind of be the opposite.
Also, I think it's, I don't, like, you know, movie, there's like a syndrome for eating too much artificial butter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't say
it's
anything about
eating it.
It's
called dying of a heart attack, isn't it?
No, like it,
dying of heart.
It like triggers some sort of rare endocrine disorder because it's not, you know, something that humans should ingest
it's
in
not
quantity.
Food?
I think it's like largely coconut
that's
oil.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Well, when you start flavor? Heating,
that's the suspension anyway.
Hydrocarbons, like stuff starts bonding and folding and twisting in weird ways.
Yeah, especially in those, if you heat it a lot and it just stays there for a long time, it just festers into itself.
Well, anyway, Dune 2 is excellent. It's really, really good.
Is.
if you liked the first Dune, you are really going to enjoy it.
I felt like he was just, that Villeneuve was just getting warmed up in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
He really, Zendaya is amazing. We were talking at dinner earlier about the, you know, that it's essentially a warning against having chosen ones.
Yeah, which was Herbert's whole thing. I mean, there's like quotes from him saying, like, I thought about this as a, like, this is a story about why you shouldn't have chosen ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, it is adapted. So if you are a purist and you're going to get upset about there being any changes, then my suggestion to you is go read the book again.
Yeah, because the book is unfilmable.
It's still there.
Yeah.
And no one can take that away from you. But over here in movie land, it's a different medium. So, like,
my suggestion is, if you're the kind of person who gets upset and makes it everyone else's problem when an adaptation is made of a work you enjoy, to go shut yourself in a dark room with a popcorn bucket taped to your own mouth and fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're really earning the explicit tag lately, guys. Yeah. I just want to say how proud of us
I am. We try really hard.
How proud are you fuckers?
Just super hard.
oh, by the way, bronchiolitis obliterans is a lung disease caused by the chemical diacetyl, which is found in artificial popcorn.
Yeah, that is a terrifying name.
Popcorn lung.
Obliterate lung obliteration. Damn. Mm-hmm.
My grandpappy died of whitish yellow lung disease.
Well, it's a good thing that movies cost so much that no one can go that frequently anymore.
Yay!
It's mainly an affliction that befalls people who work at movie theaters.
Yeah.
Or workers. Don't bother eating the rich. Let them eat themselves death. And popcorn.
And also people who work in microwave popcorn factories get popcorn lung.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know how I know this.
That got sad. We went the wrong direction, guys. Let's go back to fucking the popcorn box.
Kills? What kills the executives that own the popcorn factory?
Syphilis.
Me.
Syphilis.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I've got one thing.
Okay, go for it.
A thing.
Go for it.
It's a thing that I have continuously forgotten for like 6 weeks now that I've been trying to remember to do in every intro, and it is to say that I was on High Tech Low Life's.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a while ago.
It was a real good one, though.
It was. It was the episode on Class of 1999. So go back and listen to it. And I apologize to Josh and Eric for... we had a new cast member. And also, I'm just not
that
into other people's shows.
You got a new popcorn bucket.
I got a popcorn bucket. It's a whole thing.
Stan's walking around with a real zinc deficiency right now.
And when Stan says it's a whole thing, you know it's a whole thing.
Whole thing.
H-O-L-E.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Whole thing.
I'm sorry.
I want to say, completely out of context, that this pig butt is very satisfying.
Right? Speaking of holes, Colin is going to take us down the memory hole with his sweet, sweet recap.
Last week on Astronomica, the gang hobnobbed with the rich, famous, and powerful on the opening night of the festivities mocking the wedding-slash-coronation of Esteban de Rancis. Night one took the form of an opera. And to better advance our secret agenda, to wit, the sowing of disruption and general mayhem, we split the party. Augie, accompanied by his date, the lovely Inzed, and in his guise as the official new Roman ambassador, cozies up to Thalia Narancy's mother of the groom, while not too subtly arranging a hyperfight with Esteban. The stage is thus set for romance and violence, and if that doesn't keep you listening, I don't know what will. While this is going on, CB, posing as a top-flight personal assistant and all-around smooth operator, goes to work on the help and deftly arranges things from the sidelines. She angles for a future private meeting with the bride-to-be before the wedding day And it is not clear yet if that will happen, but she does definitely succeed in priming some of the other major behind-the-scenes players with pharmaceuticals. And that can't but help with our goal numero uno, the aforementioned mayhem and general disruption. Hopper works the crowd as only an automaton 600 years late for a software update can. He catches up with Father K, who seems to be doing fine, by the way, and has a plan of his own to fuck things up. God, I love that guy. Anyway, I digress. Hopper also established that the Aegean delegation is definitely hauling the same obelisk from episode one. So I guess we better steal it. I mean, we got to get back on the main quest line someday, right? Might as well be now. Oh, yeah. And he made friends with an octopus. And me, they seated me next to an apparently highly impressionable action movie star, and we started a riot, and I went to jail, and then everyone else went to Denny's. Excelsior.
Excelsior.
All right, Cole.
Yes.
You're pulling the night shift aboard the KS Euphrates, which is the ship you serve on, up in orbit over the moon of Panamorphy. One of three populated moons orbiting the gas giant Betelgeuse. You are attending the Daryaban Raina Basri, basically an admiral, as they have come to the system for some kind of like diplomatic engagement.
Okay.
You don't know all the details. You're basically just there to look good in uniform.
I'm the muscle. I do, in fact, look good in my uniform. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know it's the late shift because you've been in space for probably 8 months now. There's not really any reason to bring you down to the surface, usually. But you are summoned to hop on a lander and have been called to meet with the Daryaban. If you would like to take a moment to tell the listeners your character's name and appearance and birth sign...
Class.
What's their Enneagram?
Enneagram?
Yeah, whatever. It's not real. I can pronounce it how I want.
Well, my name is Yazid, and I am an element OP on my Enneagram, of course. and I am a soldier. I would say medium build, but fit, and kind of olive skin, dark hair, pale green eyes. My skin has a bit of a sheen to it, almost like a metal with a matte finish.
Mm. Okay.
Or like your thumb after you clean out a pencil sharpener.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, who plays you?
What?
Like an actor.
If an actor was to play you.
Oh, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at actor names.
Like Augie's young Kyle MacLachlan.
I got nothing. I'm also very, very androgynous. You're pretty sure I'm male, but you are not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. Things make you question it on occasion.
Mm-hmm. What's the actor from Lost with the like really, really vibrant eyelashes?
You were paying much closer attention to Lost than I was.
I mean, he was a little more masculine than androgynous, but he could pull off an androgynous vibe. Nestor Carbonell. That's the guy's name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He's gorgeous. Yeah. Like that.
All right.
Okay.
I want the, there you go. You know what? It's canon now. I have those eyelashes. Yeah.
Nice.
I just always look like I'm wearing guy liner. Always.
Nice. And is that part of your suite of cyberware?
So my...
You have Aeon Flux eye?
It is now.
Fully, yes.
The hand prehensile. With yes. that.
They can fully. Catch flies at will.
Mm-hmm.
Fully prehensile eyelashes.
Yes, indeed. Climb tall buildings with them.
The only drawback to Aeon Flux eyes is you also have to have Aeon Flux tongues when you're making out with someone, and it's super gross.
I once caught a mosquito with my eyelashes, and I don't recommend it.
That's awful.
It was.
And then, of course, I am wearing a uniform. I am a soldier, and so standard issue military uniform.
Nice. And do you have a... I'm going to let you describe the uniform. You can be as vague as you want or as specific.
All I can think about is our conversation last week about the Dutch and the funny outfit.
Oh, the Greek. The Greek.
Like, well, I look like a court jester. okay, so it is a black tactical uniform, various glints of metal and holsters and things. I have a large gun and a knife and some things you can't see. There are blue and red accents on the uniform, trim and things of that nature.
Nice. Notably, although it's maybe not relevant just yet. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna sit on it for now.
Not notably, then.
Yeah, notably, not, don't worry. It is it. Notably, but, you know, it'll come up later. One thing that I have to give you is that your laser rifle is manufactured by a company that is basically owned by the Condoleezza government. But they date back to the 20th century. And they are... so your laser rifle was built by the Sage manufacturers of LensCrafters.
That's not who I was expecting.
Perfect sight every time.
They were a much feared builder of laser weaponry back in the 20th century and through to the present day. Your laser rifle gets plus one to hit and damage. And because of the sophistication of the LensCrafter proprietary technology, you are able to make adjustments that let you ignore particulate in the air, which is normally like a penalty for lasers.
Awesome.
You don't have to deal with that. You can shoot through smoke and even water.
Damn.
It's a badass like me.
That's cool.
Does your gun have a name?
It's got the LensCrafter logo on the...
Its name is Jane.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you have been summoned to meet the Darjaban. And you hop on a lander. You zoom down to the surface. You get that weird twist in your stomach from natural gravity, which you haven't felt in a while. And as you make your way into the central palace of Lachtsteed, which is the capital city of Panamorphy, you are led by one of the Phalosian peacekeeping guards that are currently occupying this moon down a series of corridors. And when you reach a sort of like a large sitting room, a man in... He's wearing like kind of flamboyant military garb, not Condoleezza. Obviously, he's a local, but he looks kind of like he's got too many medals on his chest. But also, his collar is undone. It looks like he's had a long day. He's a little drunk. He kind of stumbles past you, leaving the door open. And you can see the Darjaban still seated in the room. And she gestures for you to enter.
With nerves, I enter and stand in appropriate fashion. Until I'm acknowledged.
Okay. What is your name, soldier?
Do I ma'am this person or sir this person?
You're actually not speaking English, so...
Okay. Yazid, commander?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Well, Yazid, as you know, we are here on a delicate diplomatic mission. We are attempting to ingratiate ourselves to the Phalosians. The man that walked past you just a moment ago was Estevan. Narances. He will, within the week, become the official viceroy of Panamorphy. And this entire week is a celebration. There's a political marriage going on. Anyway, long story short, a dignitary from another nation has showed up, and Estevan feels obligated to show this person respect and courtesy and hospitality. But they are a huge asshole.
Is it the person from Apogee?
His name is Augustus Novus.
Yes.
I'm giving you a very special detail. Obviously, Estevan can't directly kick this Augustus guy out. It'd be a political issue. So we, as an independent third party, are basically going to play defense, and I don't want to see Augustus approaching Estevan at any point over the next week.
So, a babysitting detail, Commander?
Liaison to the New Roman Republic.
Understood.
Very good. You're dismissed.
Thank you, Commander. And I leave very quickly.
Mm-hmm. One of the local servants leads you to a private bedroom, which is the first time you've been in a bed without other people snoring around you, probably since you were a child.
I am uncomfortable. Do not know how to act.
Luckily, there is the muffled popping of distant small arms fire.
I find that soothing. Very comforting.
Yazid calls room service and is like, could you send a pug or a bulldog up here to just hang out while I sleep?
Maybe like a small lawnmower, just anything really.
Yeah.
I attempt to get comfortable, and that doesn't work. Can I leave?
Yeah.
I think better of it and probably stay put.
Okay. After considering leaving.
And then flip-flop around all night and consider, what am I doing with my life? Why am I even in this military? On a babysitting assignment.
It's a question I'm sure a lot of people have asked themselves. After meeting.
Augie. Yeah. Wait, no, you haven't even met Augie yet.
No. This is the herald of Augie's coming. Just general disease. All right. Cut to the following morning.
Question.
Where did you guys sleep?
That was going to be my question. Do we have, like, guest quarters? Or is this a, like, we have to go back to our own ship?
So, you guys were up late. You went to Denny's.
Yeah.
And very pointedly, nobody told you where you could sleep.
Okay. In that case, I think if I could make a check of some kind, CB would try to arrange. Like, she would assume there were guest quarters that we were supposed to have.
Okay.
I did.
That seems like a minister if I was going to.
Oh, okay. I did
make friends
with that Alma Coranzo. Coranzo?
Alma Coranzo, yeah.
Who is a party planner, but she's still, you know, she's support staff. She's not, administer, you say. So could I get a bonus from knowing her that would offset my not having administer?
I mean, you could make a case for it not to be administer. I was just doing that.
I would love for it to be talk or perform.
That's fine. Talk. Yeah. So it has been 2 weeks since we played. Can you remind me how much this lady probably hates you?
Oh, she actually doesn't hate me. So she was...
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, I actually did pretty well with her. I scoped her out. She, as far as I know, is like one of the big wedding planners. She's moving pieces around. And she looked like she was having a tough time. So during, I think, Act 1, CB went and like offered her some space speed.
Right.
And was like, hey, man, fucking... Nobles, am I right? And she was like, yeah, nobles, am I right? And I was like, yeah, listen, my dude.
Out of character, I was like, nobles.
Am I right? I think I succeeded in building a bridge with her. And also, she said she would arrange for me a meeting with the bride 24 hours before, like a face-to-face meeting, 24 hours before, so that Augie could give her, the bride, a gift as part of the New Roman Republic's traditions. And that was going to be my in for us to try and grab her.
Yeah, we're
going to
snatch her. Yeah.
Kidnapping.
Yeah. Liberating.
Liberation.
She's already, you know. But anyway, I didn't make anybody angry with me this time.
Good job.
Flash yet.
Speaking of building bridges, Augie convinced the admiral, the viceroy, the mom, to go somewhere safe / intimate. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's going to fight the sun.
I'm going to say Augie showed up at the Denny's. And he was like, nothing happened. Like, I could tell she wanted to and I wanted to, but it was like, I'm going to be leaving. It's not fair. So
I don't know. I feel like it's just day one.
Yeah, it's just day one. And, you know, we got a long way to go. And I got like ulterior motives. Did I do okay, y'all?
You did great.
You did great, man. Are you kidding me?
I know. I was just imitating my brother, Brutus. But I don't know. I feel really... like an asshole.
Listen, when you're doing this kind of thing, it's like singing "Oh Darling" at karaoke. Sing it like you hate the bitch. You know, just channel how much you hate your brother and be that.
I don't know what any of that means, but as far as I've been able to tell, none of the staff care about you one way or the other, and all of the noble assholes really hate you. So you're doing really good.
All right. Okay, what's next?
We're going to roll that check.
Yes, I've got to find us a place to sleep.
And then we'll find out where the conversation happened.
Okay, so if this is talk, I'm just going to go straight talk charisma, and I am going to try and go to Alma, or at least see if Alma can direct me to the right person.
Yep.
So I'm going to add 3 total to that.
She's everywhere. She's running the whole thing.
I am going to reroll that.
Okay.
Because I did very badly. Mm-hmm. I got 2 ones.
Ooh.
Very rare.
That is, I believe, what's called snake eyes.
Snake eyes.
Yeah, according
in the dice
to
lingo.
The...
Oh, let me look at the tab. I got the tab open. The tab is still open. For weeks, the tab has been open.
Oh, yeah, there's a little known slang term, shitty roll.
Shitty
roll. Yeah, that was a real bad one. It's an uncharacteristic. All right.
That's and not very Chris, Kristen. That's not very Kristen-like of you.
Turn your phone off and on sometimes.
Did they do that?
And close tabs and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I never close my phone tabs. Is that a thing you can do?
Not my tabs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't close
emotional
my...
Emotional support tabs.
Computer tabs
what
either.
What if I need to find the recipe for them pesto pinwheels that I cooked 8 years ago? I mean, how am I going to do that if I close my tabs?
I currently have 8 tabs open on DuckDuckGo and...
Restore history. That is my most
and
important
six,
feature.
No, five. 5 tabs open in Safari on my...
Look. Cole's face is so judgy. Just like
fucking chaos monkeys. If all of you.
Look, if I don't have the Hackaday tutorial on how to build a styrofoam cutting wire knife from 7 years ago,
I have.
Open.
Look.
Do you want to see how many emails I have pending in Gmail?
Oh, well, that doesn't upset me. I have 50,000. I beat you on that.
How many do you have?
But you guys are crazy about this tab business.
I have 17,955. Pending emails in Gmail.
Oh, cool.
That's
I'm at 23,906.
I'm a piker compared to y'all motherfuckers.
I'm only at 11,000.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'm at 24,000.
Yeah, I don't even keep count.
Oh, shit. We have a winner. We have a winner.
I got much better roll this time. Mm-hmm. I got a 9 on the dice plus 3.
Okay. There's an alternate universe where...
We sleep on the street.
You grabbed everybody and you were like, yeah, they got a room for us. And then you, then you got caught in the master suite. And kicked out, but in this universe,
nice.
You correctly find Alma and get your room.
Good deal.
If you want, on future nights, I could inject us with a little experimental thing that I've been working on, based upon Father Constantopoulos's way of metabolizing sedatives. It is a substance unknown in all medical literature.
I mean, we should definitely keep that in the toolbox, but I don't know about just doing that.
I injected it into Chevy one time without his noticing, and he stayed up for 8 days straight.
Hmm. That explains a lot.
So we find a place to stay. Mm-hmm. Is this the wee hours?
It is the wee hours, and you are in the Central Palace.
Yeah, so Mackie walks in and goes, "This is a plush suite, CB. You did really good. I'm going to go find the breakfast buffet," and he leaves.
The first night, I'm not going to do anything, but in the future, I do want to take one night and poke around things at night once we get further into the intrigue.
Got it. So, does anyone have anything important that they want to do before? Which
not unless you consider breakfast buffets important.
August's going to sleep before he hits the breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's not Mac very New Roman cash buffet. Money of you.
I'm going to have a very large breakfast. And then throw it up and then have another one.
Mackie, the omelet chef, hates you.
What? Why? What did I do with him? Did I just show up too early or is it a personal thing?
He just doesn't like you. You just get that vibe.
Omelet chef hates everyone.
You know what? In his position, I might also hate everyone. I don't hold it against him.
Jeff, you made a sharp intake of breath that suggested you were about to say something.
Could I pre-assist... with a croquet sports roll.
Oh, day 2 is croquet?
Yeah.
Yes, day 2 is croquet day.
By like injecting a cortisol shot into Mackie.
Wow, you guys are gonna juice on croquet day?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes. You think everybody else isn't juicing on croquet day? Fuck. This shit's important.
We're going for distance.
I only juice for badminton, okay?
Fair enough. Each to their own.
Ever since Lance Armstrong VI won the intergalactic croquet championship. Everyone has been juicing.
Dude, some people say it really takes away from the sport, but I say no.
Hell no.
As long as everybody's on it.
As long as everybody's on it, yeah.
Listen, you haven't lived till you've played Tiddlywinks on Angel Dust. That's the only way to fly, baby.
They call it Angel Titties. Okay, so you guys spend the majority of the day in your own ways, recovering from hangovers or whatnot. Some of you maybe took a punch to the face during that riot. But you are guests of the palace, and although you don't have any meetings with anybody of interest, you are in the lap of luxury, and it ain't bad.
Damn right.
As soon as I won't be interrupting Mackie's omelet station occupancy, I go down and I'm grilling the omelet chef about the mouthfeel of different omelet additives. So would gummy bears, would you add gummy bears to an omelet?
Yes.
And how would that affect the overall consistency, mouthfeel, and flavor profile?
Make it awesome.
That is exactly what you have said to every ingredient that I have suggested adding.
Well, you're a natural.
Do you think that they would mind if I took a turn behind the omelet station and gave you a 15-minute break so that you could go smoke a space cigarette? I have lots of drugs I could also squirt in there.
All right, it's a deal.
In the cigarette or in the omelets?
Yes.
Okay, so Mackie's just all hopped up on good times.
Mm-hmm.
He's legitimately looking forward to a week-long party.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to have Hopper assist him so that he misses as little as possible. But he's also on the job. And he gets, you know, no, for real, no shit, to the breakfast buffet thing early, gets his food. And now he hit it off with that, like, Hollow Star and was able to use him for, you know,
shenanigans.
He's looking at the people that trickle in and seeing if there's anybody that he would like to cultivate.
Okay. That does sound like a notice. Make a case for connect.
I don't think we've been here long enough for connect.
No, but yeah, it wouldn't be a traditional connect roll, but it would.
Okay.
It'd be an astronomical connect roll. Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't be the worst way that we've bastardized.
So which one is this actually? We're yelling at you. Which one are you actually doing?
I'll do connect. I've got a 7 on the die, and I'm assuming this is charisma, so that
would,
brings me to
I would
an
argue
8.
For wisdom. You're trying to figure out who is connectable.
Okay, well, that's also an 8 just by the stats, and yeah, just an 8.
Okay. So you kind of got a little vantage point on the main entryway, as well as a less main entryway, where the servants and all that stuff are making their way in, Downton Abbey style. Let's see. There are all the faces from last night, which I will remind you of. Obviously, you don't yet see Estevan or Thalia Narances. They have not come down the stairs and made their grand entrance. You do see Cosette Legrand and her brother Laurent Legrand. They are from Aegea.
Okay.
And you might recall that she is the one whose gift is the monolith that you were supposed to steal.
Okay.
You notice, you don't see Father Constantopoulos enter. You see him wake up from under a table behind you.
Awesome.
Just casually give him a bit of your omelet.
Hey, buddy. How you been, huh? You still doing good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right. I mean, you looked like you were going pretty hard last night. Not a judgment, just an observation.
Yeah. How long was I asleep?
I don't actually know, but I think that any amount of sleep justifies an omelet.
For sure.
All right.
And he pulls a kind of half a cigar out of a shot glass of whiskey and struggles to light it.
Does he have it?
Weak whiskey.
Does he have it on a spike like a hobo from a 1940s
Yeah, he's
cartoon?
Got it on. He's got it on a toothpick, and there's an olive on the other side of the toothpick.
Nice.
Hey, so what's your take on all this? You seen anything that interested you or surprised you?
Surprised me? No.
Okay.
I can't be surprised.
It's a special ability.
He has, yeah.
Seriously.
He has alert. He has the alert focus.
The part of my brain that reacts to stuff is
permanently disengaged.
Hey, listen, I know that you're kind of here with a fairly high wattage interest in fucking this whole thing up, candidly, so are we.
I told you that.
You told me that.
Fuck.
Don't worry. I mean, you told me that because you knew it would be cool. Listen.
Was there anybody else around when I was telling
like
you?
Like a whole auditorium full of people, yeah, but I don't think anyone was paying attention. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So listen, yeah, look, if there's any way that we can help, feel free to ask. And if there's a way that you could help us, I hope that you will entertain offers.
Well, I've got one very important job.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to officially denounce the wedding with the full authority of the bishopric.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, fucking A. We're in on that. I mean, that seems like a thing you can do all on your own, but if you want, like, some pizzazz.
But after that, I'm totally free, so.
All right, cool. Awesome. Well, we'll keep you in the.
And also, a lot of the time before that, I just can't do anything that would get in the way of it.
All right, I hear you.
Ask him when he's going to do it.
When you planning on doing that?
Oh, on the final day.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, yeah, basically.
How many days is this again?
I think we've got like another 7 days.
Six.
No, we have 5 more days. This is
five
day two.
Days?
We have 5 more days.
Counting today.
Time is a construct.
But
a number between 1 and 12.
Yeah. Oh, we've got time at any rate. Okay.
Continuing through the arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as they are conversing, Hopper walks over and he has somehow procured a chef's toque and a white chef's coat.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a plate with an omelet on it, and it's like oscillating at 50 hertz.
The plate or the omelet?
The omelet. Father K, I have whipped up a special something for you.
Who are you?
This is the robot full of drugs. You love him.
Oh, yeah.
You once told me that I was your favorite being in the entire galaxy, including the Virgin Mary.
Well, I loved everybody I ever fucked when I was fucking them.
You did try that one time, but it was unsatisfying for you and basically immaterial for me.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah, sorry, continuing with
the arrivals,
if I may.
You were just
imagining Father K, like, dry-humping Hopper's leg.
Yeah, well, another look behind the curtain there. I was playing that as Father K confusing you for NZ, so.
Oh. Nice.
But ships in the night. Nobody noticed, so it's fine.
So, yeah, it's coincidentally at this moment, Augie and NZ come arm in arm into the buffet room.
Mm-hmm.
And
look, I'll interrupt you real quick just to say, Cole, I'm sorry, your character's name, what, Yazid?
Yes.
Yazid is present.
Okay.
And so
you're observing.
Obviously, there's not really a spotlight on anybody, so you maybe aren't paying attention to.
Do we have any kind of, like, insignia? I know we got.
Yes, that's the reason I brought that up is because Augie has a very distinct style of dress.
Yes, I'm wearing a toga, and NZ is also wearing, well, a formal purple French toga, and French. NZ the sex bot is also dressed as a New Roman noble lady, and I also have a drone hovering over my head with an SPQR banner.
Hell yeah.
And I say, Garcon!
As soon as you guys
omelets
enter, you hear from echoing from across the banquet hall, good morning, sweet prince, and may palpable mounds of sweet, soft robotics sing thee to thine omelet.
Hopper runs over to Yazid and says, would you like to join the party?
No.
Okay.
No, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
When we talk about NZ and their soft robotics,
and that is terrifying.
It's so much more terrifying than
and
that.
And super rating.
An octopusy with a baby doll head strapped to it.
Okay.
They didn't draw all the sex holes. Like, those are just the most.
Those are just the most prominent sex holes.
Those are the super rating ones.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They all super rate.
The mediocre sex holes were not worth drawing out.
Right. Well, there's lots of different sizes to accommodate all.
I mean, you can't really, like, you're not supposed to look at an angel when it's not disguised.
Imagine a biblically accurate angel, but it's like got
holes instead of eyes.
Not like bad dragons instead of eyes.
Oh my god. Anyway, I just wanted to give you that context.
Right.
Okay.
You having fun?
1000%. My character, however, is very concerned about you. You lot.
Your character is wondering what they did to get assigned this detail.
20,100%.
So the gentleman in the toga with the drone with the SPQR banner.
Oh, I'm sorry, SPQ New R.
SPQ New R banner and the, 9 foot tall, semi-translucent, half starfish, half blow-up doll with a baby doll's head.
Oozing lube.
Dressed in a formal toga.
Yeah, dressed as a woman of affluence.
Just another Thursday, guys.
Yeah. That guy matches the description of who you were supposed to...
But you better verify, because it could be somebody that looks just like him.
Jester, express my drug gland.
Right away, Mackie just sort of scampers up and starts prodding you in various places.
Boop.
He boops you right on your snoot.
Okay, you just pretend you did it.
I did it.
I'm setting a short-term goal.
Mm. Is it get through this list?
To finish listing the guests before the end of the episode.
I don't know if you can make it.
A man's reach should exceed his
I'm going to assist by shutting the fuck up. What do I roll for that?
Good man. Put all your dice in your mouth. Okay. Also in attendance, Zhang Yaoling, who is the former Apogee executive, currently looking pretty dapper in a kind of jackanape, rake, scoundrel, scallywag kind of way.
All right.
His hat is askew.
Look at that rakish motherfucker.
He's a downright bounder.
His Apogee Aeronautics identification barcode is smudged with peanut butter. Obviously, he also had a long night. Then there is Acela Walking Crow, representative from the Cho Foundation, who has largely kept to herself, kind of always hovering in proximity of people of significance, but not doing much to engage. In addition to those kind of guests of honor, there are some musicians. Looks like a string quartet moving instruments. There are people out in the gardens, which are kind of like just out in the big green yard of the castle, of the palace.
Promenading.
They are setting up the bleachers.
Okay.
For all the people that are, you know, that passed the security check to come out and cheer for their favorite croqueter. There is also a kind of a schlubby guy with blonde curly hair. He kind of looks like he's trying to look schlubby, like it's a bit.
Mm. Okay.
He has like a black bow tie that's kind of like crooked. His jacket is too tight. One of the tails of his dress shirt is untucked.
Okay.
But he's kind of hanging out with the other entertainers.
With the other entertainers?
Yeah. The musicians and the jugglers and the fire dancers and the...
Okay.
All your regular croquet stuff.
Does Rock Patriot or whatever, the Brick Patriot or whatever his name is?
Rock Patriot.
He does make an appearance, but not in the way you would expect. Okay. He pops up on the TV above the omelet station. The volume's not on, but just from his expression, you can tell he's like issuing an apology. Oh. Looks very crestfallen. It's definitely filmed in the apology filming section of his home.
The rustic wood paneling.
As for anyone else of interest, I mean, it's a big party. If you have like an idea of a type of person you're looking for, I can throw you something, but
someone who's trying to get their feet under them, get their bearings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a player character.
Right.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Mackie, have you seen the Admiral?
I have not. Why?
Well, I'm supposed to like sweet talk her and that twerp son of hers, right?
Yeah, they don't seem to be here. But don't worry, they'll turn up. This is their party. They're probably going to make some sort of like fancy big entrance.
But there is an individual in military dress, similar to, but not identical to the Condoleezza Admiral's outfit.
Mackie swings by the buffet and picks up a couple of shrimp cocktails and approaches Yazid. Doesn't know the name yet, but meta knowledge. Hey, I don't recognize you from yesterday.
Wait, time out. Is the person that I'm supposed to be paying attention to this actual person?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah.
But so, Mackie, you're wearing your new Roman Republic.
I will be very obviously a member of their party.
Which is a, but he, his is a race car,
rocket
sheet?
Yes. Rocket ship.
Rocket ship sheets.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, like ships.
It's
like
day two. It can be race cars now. You couldn't repeat the same. I mean.
Absolutely.
How goes?
Perish of thought. Yeah, yeah. Mackie approaches. He was like, yeah, I don't remember you from yesterday. You, you knew the dog and pony show?
Yeah, I've been up. Haven't been down on the surface for a while.
Hey, well, hey, welcome. And he hands you a shrimp cocktail, and then he attempts to shoot his shrimp cocktail, and then he chokes and, like, kind of, like, half spits, half vomits a bunch of shrimp at your feet. It's like, This is the worst cocktail I've ever had. Anyway, welcome. I'm Mackie. I'm MacDonald. Welcome.
At about 2 seconds after that sentence leaves his mouth, as the first sign of choking happened, the robot at the omelet station vaults over the omelet station, kicking over the egg batter thing, and runs, charges towards Mackie, and starts giving him the Heimlich maneuver.
I'm okay, I'm okay.
MacDonald!
It's all right. Hey, listen.
MacDonald-cus.
Yeah. It was, hey, you with Conda?
I am.
You guys? You? No, I'm kind of attached to the new Roman delegation. I'm, my purposes and duties are a little amorphous at this time. Yeah, he hands you the shrimp cocktail and kind of starts trying to, like, clean off the front of his race car sheet toga. What brings you guys here? I didn't know you guys took an interest in things this end of the sector.
Well, I think you brought me here. Well, not you. That one.
Augie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to show you a good time.
I am pretty sure that is NZ's job.
What's an NZ?
Hopper gestures to the sex bot standing next to,
I have more questions than answers.
And the sex bot says, cheese. I'm a sexy robot. Pleasure model.
Does it give a little undulation?
Yeah, but I have since apotheosed into this form. In nail.
Not that kind of entertain you.
NZ, the senator's wife is to be above reproach.
I was about to make the same joke.
Well, hey.
Well, then cut that and you can do it. Go. Make it happen.
Hey, Augie, I think Conda is taking an interest in you, and that's kind of a big deal in this end of things. They're sort of the big guns around these parts.
What do they have? Were they going to be, like, on board with, like, the mission, or do we, like...
Probably not, but okay. Still, like...
Mission?
No, I didn't
Whisper
say.
Mode, engaged!
Don't
silence!
You don't sign my paychecks, friends.
You question the authority of the new Roman Republic?
I don't get paid enough to question much of anything, but if you're interested in going anywhere but here, I'm interested in taking you there.
And what authority do you wield?
Oh, that's above my pay grade, too. I wield no authority. I'm just here for you. You know, show you around. Good time.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like to see Esteban. Is he here? Where is Esteban?
You know, I heard he has terrible diarrhea. I don't... so he's not here right now. But I don't want
clearly,
you to waste your time, you know, waiting
Esteban's
around.
Esteban's diarrhea comes from his fear of facing me in the hyper karate arena.
I would react similarly.
It's actually an MMA arena.
It's a physiological imperative.
He does taekwondo.
That is not a cause of diarrhea.
So, cut to, CB is not going to go to breakfast, but is going to find out about the croquet parties.
Okay.
And who is... Look, I'm gonna peel back the curtain here and reveal that I don't really know much about croquet beyond, like...
Oh, relax. It's space croquet.
Oh, okay, cool. So I assume there's, like, mini golf where you have parties of people.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she wants to try to arrange to get Augie in the party with Esteban and with his mother.
Okay. Not to call for a... Too many connect checks, but...
No, I'm into it. Are you sure you want connect and not talk? Because, again, I've already made the connection.
I feel like we have covered this before. I don't give a shit.
We're arguing against using connect. What have we become? Who are we?
There's not been a lot of connect
grown.
Lately. Go for it.
You've sold out.
I've grown.
Also...
You're in the pocket of big talk.
Well, it's not really applicable here because you just met most of these people. This is your home world, so.
It's true. I want to leverage some of those things later because I have more information that I want to get. But just base layer, I want to make sure that Augie and crew basically get to be next to the people that we want to be next to. Right. So my goal, itinerary-wise, is I would like Augie to be with the groom's party or failing the groom's party, the mother of the groom's party.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the rest of our party around people that we are also interested in. So we're also interested in the Aegeans because we're supposed to steal their wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the whole list. I want to avoid... like, I don't succeed in anything else. I want to avoid any of our people being put in the party with the Cho representative.
Walking scrub.
Yes. So those are, that's what I'm trying to achieve. 7 on the dice plus 3, since it's talk charisma again, for a total of 10.
Okay.
And then after that, CB will melt back into the background of support staff for you all to...
You should chat up the schlubby guy.
I am really curious about him, but like, you guys have got a good direction going, and I'm trying to use CB's CB-ness sparingly until appropriate times.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. The schlubby guy's name is Rodney Hazardlawn. And he gets not as much respect as he deserves.
Nice guess. You got a 10. Let me set the scene, and then I'll give you your answer.
Okay.
The attendees, and this is kind of, I'm telling you how it's going to be.
Yeah.
The attendees will be gathering in the gardens of Lachesis Central Palace. High walls shield the grounds. The interior is softened by colorful murals. They are otherwise very prison-esque, hastily erected. There's a string quartet playing beautifully, but amplified a little too loudly in a vain attempt to obscure the sporadic popping of small arms fire a few blocks away.
Okay.
There's also the occasional, you know, whose streets, our streets chant.
Okay.
Nice.
And whatnot.
I like the sound picture that you're painting. If I'm energetic, maybe I'll, you know, throw some things in there.
The actual players in the croquet game is going to be a very small group of 6. It's three sets of partners.
Okay.
Estevan and his mother, Thalia.
Are they partners?
They are partners.
Psh.
Ew.
That's some boy mom shit right there. But anyway, go on.
That's big Buster and Lucille Bluth.
Like I said.
Good for her.
I can't wait to kick this guy's ass.
Laurent and Cosette, brother and sister.
Okay. From Aegea.
Aegea.
From Aegea.
Big Lannister energy.
Mm-hmm. And tragically, although this news has not gotten out to the general public yet, this is what you learn from talking to people behind the scenes. The other couple was supposed to be Lord Mayor Richie Bonus of Skymall, which was one of the one of the pre-tech aerostat stations of Chrysia Moors too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tragically, he and his wife were eaten by surface cannibals.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oops.
Smash cut to Hildy spitting out a bone.
She's not a cannibal.
Who knows what she is now?
Mm-hmm. She was eating the rich. The rich are not people.
She doesn't. Nope. Oh, she's also a goop monster now, so they're technically not the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an
she's an apex predator.
It's not cannibalism anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That was filthy slander to say it was cannibalism.
No. It's just garden variety predation now.
Absolutely.
So the third set is open there looking for somebody to step in.
Okay.
Elsewhere.
Augie.
That's what I'm working on.
There is, Zhang Yaoting and Father Constantopoulos are going to be having a little wine tasting on the lawn as they watch.
All right.
They're going to be down kind of. They're not going to be in the game, but they're going to be on the sidelines.
Okay.
They got the good tickets. And then up on the balcony in a sort of little VIP area, Reina Basri, the Condoleezza Admiral, and Asela Walking Crow will be hanging out up there. And that's any of these people are free to come and go from the balcony. But down on the actual yard, there are also like lesser nobles and shitty cousins.
And then the plebes and the bleachers.
No plebes.
Oh, I thought you said they were bleachers.
Well,
there
are bleachers, but it's like there's maybe 60 people in attendance.
Okay.
And they're all cousins.
But they're okay. Or they're more like what's his name? The rich boy who we brained.
Yeah, there you go.
Husk. Like Aubin Quay, class of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Invitations to any of the events in these things are kind of like handed out as honors to as cheap honors to thirsty Elon Musk fans.
Gotcha. Okay. So then, I guess I'm trying to angle our esteemed representative from the new Roman Republic into that third slot.
Okay.
That's what my 10 will hopefully achieve. I'm willing to sweeten the deal if I can get any bonuses. I have a lot more space speed and some cred.
I'll tell you what, that 10 was to get information.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a little more information as a result of that 10.
Okay.
Alma lets it slip that Estevan is not a fan of Augie.
Well, to be fair, we kind of expected that would be the case.
We've engineered that.
My boss is, he's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm. I just think if I bring, I could try to get him in there, but I really think
how does he feel? Okay,
overturned.
Okay, that's fair. How does he feel about? Let me pitch this. Court jesters, everyone loves them.
Not a fan, though. He doesn't like how they tell the truth.
Well, okay.
Sex bots.
How about sex bots?
As croquet partners, I don't think so.
Okay. How about medical doctors?
You're getting farther away from it.
A doctor.
Yeah, a doctor.
He's got a degree?
He's absolutely. It's such a good degree. It is unimpeachable.
Mm-hmm.
From an institution that is ancient in its prestige.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Hopper. Dr. Hopper.
Dr. Hopper. Okay. And who would be his partner?
Well, I'm a behind-the-scenes sort of person, but, I would certainly be willing to represent if necessary, but, as much as I'd like to tell you that I could take the honor for myself, you know, there is an esteemed representative here of the church. What's that church? What's the church of Father Constantinopoulos? It's, you know, the main church in the system.
Have Catholicism? I don't know.
Orthodox.
It's Orthodox. Yeah. Of the Orthodox, there's an esteemed representative.
The autocephalous bishopric of the Orthodox Church?
That is correct.
I know that he was planning to do a wine tasting on the grounds, but I am sure that I could convince my lord that he could take over duties in the wine tasting if Father Constantopoulos could.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
A clergyman and a doctor.
Yeah, it's a setup for a joke.
It's oozing with respectability.
Jeez.
Did you see they got Randy Tragedy?
Oh, yes, yes. I am excited to hear his opening remarks.
He's so good.
He's excellent. You know, I heard there was that thing with that person, but I am happy to see he's overcome that.
Yeah. They always have overcome it.
Yeah.
Ever since the beginning.
It's you know, I heard he was canceled, but I'm glad to see that is not the case.
Yeah. He's too funny.
Too funny. Great jokes. His take on
that scene's over.
Okay.
Hey, you know, they say tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Location.
So give me my time.
Location. Yeah, in that case, if that scene's over, then I will inform Hopper that he's going to have to be the one representing us. I'll report back quietly and stand. I will stand against the wall waiting for Augie to wave me forward.
Okay. I indicate that she can approach.
And I kind of like, I come forward and I glance over at this new person.
Oh, I'm looking at you too.
CB is a young person, a young gal, and she is dressed as the rest of the group in the new Roman toga, but her toga is a lot less, it's very understated. She has the whole like, oh gosh, the earpiece in, and she's got like a clipboard. You know, she looks like she is arranging schedules.
CB here is our political officer.
Does everybody remember earlier in the night when I said notably and then I decided to hold on to something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
CB, you feel a little bit of disappointment because your Condoleezza naval officer uniform is definitely fake. It does not look like the real thing.
Fuck. She's going to put a little mental pin in that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, you know, maybe she can spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the last time she was at Pants, what's his name, that she's getting uniform for?
Skull Pants.
They left things on good terms. Yeah. he only broke her arm a little, and it healed really quickly.
Well, you're missing the golden opportunity right in front of you, which is that you're meeting someone wearing a Condoleezza.
Well, I mean, you say missing. I say examining all possible options.
Right.
But she's kind of still looking askance. Yes, thank you for the introduction. Who are you?
My name's Yazid.
Okay, Yazid, that's cool. Hey, guys, what is this? You can't talk in front of this other person.
They kind
of
glommed on, but like space glommed, so it's cool.
Your friends are not quiet whisperers.
No, that's true.
We've been... We need to take an eye. We need to keep an eye.
Whisper mode engaged. How do you think they are hearing us when we are using our whispers? Whisper mode, disengage.
Because we're like physically right in front of them.
They're Condoleezza military. They probably have a whole cyber suite engaged to like, you know, eavesdrop and check on and all that kind of stuff.
Anyway, we're being very rude.
This does not require eavesdropping. I am right here.
That's,
Squirtle comes on the radio and is like, you guys are on an open channel.
This is a continuing problem. And Pappy, I mean, Mackie is looking into it for us. Anyway, I suppose in that case, and CB like glances down at her data slab / clipboard, I was not able to secure a position in the croquet match today for you, Augustus, but I was able to get Hopper on the list. So Hopper, guess what? You and Father Constantopoulos, you get to play some croquet.
Is croquet a form of drug?
Yeah, no. I don't think it's
you love it enough.
It's not a drug. It's an activity during which you can take drugs. It's like a rave, but with sticks and balls and like little hoopy things.
I think that between Father K and myself, we can make that work.
I also learned... Representative Diplomat Augustus.
Ambassador.
Ambassador. I also learned that the groom doesn't like you very much.
Oh, good. We're doing this. Yeah.
But unfortunately, because he doesn't like you, I wasn't able to get you on the croquet list. So if we're going to do the thing...
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to fight him and I'm going to fuck him up. We don't have to worry about it.
Okay. We got to...
I can't let you do that. Again, I'm right here, and you're not whispering very well. And I my literal only job is to make sure you don't do that.
You know what I like about...
You think
about...
we can work something out?
Well, who are you again?
Yazid! This is Yazid, our new friend. You just introduced us.
Well, Yazid, he challenged me to a fight.
Oh, so Yazid, can I just say something? I really like the way you just have your cards on the table. So many people we meet are just drenched in subterfuge, and you're like, I'm here to do a job.
Look, man, I don't get paid enough for any of this. I don't even like this fucking army, but I'm here because...
Really? Why not?
Well, my dad did it, and my granddad, and my mom, and my grandma, and my cousins, and my siblings, and literally, it's all we ever do. That's who we are. We can't do anything else.
Devoid of that, what were your dreams? What did Yazid want to do when Yazid was a little tiny Yazid?
Well, Yazid seed.
In the stables where they kept the other soldier cast.
The other Yazid.
Well, I wanted to be a soldier. It's the only thing I could be. I didn't know anything else, but I don't know, like, I look around, there's all these people, they do different stuff, and you know, I've been on the ship and I see all of these people doing, you know, different jobs. And I just, I don't know, like nobody in my family has ever not been a soldier.
You see, nobody in my family has not ever been a rich asshole.
I'm unsurprised by this news.
Let's put your cards on the table. You're here to spy on me, right?
No, I'm here to keep you away from Esteban.
Okay, well, we're here to get close to Esteban.
Yeah, but see, here's the whole thing about I still have to do my job.
But do you
really?
Senator Augustus, your levels of candor are approaching dangerous maximum.
Hey. Yes, of course.
Okay.
You will not tell me what to do. I will
work
the will of the New Roman Republic, SPQ-NUR.
Pardon me, beloved.
Yes, my queen.
So NZ extends a
pseudopod.
A lubricated pseudopod.
Yeah.
In a kind of like delicate
Enchanté.
Offer to Yazeed.
I take a step back.
We just met you and you've already complained a few times about your paycheck.
Well, I mean, it's government work, so it's not that great.
It's for seconds.
Hey, Yazeed, would you accept, seeing how the powers that be have successfully barred Augie from participating in the croquet match, you're kind of off the clock for a little while, at least till this game is done. Would you join me for a wine tasting?
I get the distinct impression that I am not off the clock at any point with our friend, the diplomat over here.
Oh, well, the people organizing this whole shindig definitely assured me that the diplomat here would in no uncertain terms be allowed onto the pitch. So at least for today, you're probably going to be able to just keep him away from the dude. What's his name?
Let your epaulets down. Have a little fun.
CB, I have a very important question for you. Does croquet involve pitching?
Yes. I don't. Look, I got you on the list, so you'll be there. You'll figure it out. You're smart.
Doy, I'm confused. Is this croquet or hyper cricket?
There's a lot of overlap there. And maybe it's the same thing. They just call it a different thing here. I don't really know. But I know that it involves big hammers, so that's fun.
Hopper, my understanding is that you need to go for distance and aim for heads.
That's with 30 you points.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. You should aim for the hoops. There's no pitching. There's smacking.
Wait, do you know how to play croquet?
Well, yeah.
Okay, we gotta get Yazeed. Father K over
Costume
here.
Costume change.
Yazeed, you have to train them. You have to train them.
We need a montage.
Going up in your balls.
Yazeed.
We've only got like 30 minutes before the game starts.
Hopper.
Yes, present.
Do really fast plastic surgery. It's okay if it hits.
Just spray on plastic surgery.
All right, I have implanted you with dangerous amounts of plastic.
Oh, no!
Yazeed.
Yes?
Do you have a preferred honorific title, rank, or other form of address other than Yazeed?
Your official rank, Navsarvan.
Navsarvan, Yazeed, would you care to accompany me on the cricket pitch?
What is a cricket field called? Is it just a
it's
field?
A pitch. It's a pitch.
You have that right.
It is a pitch? Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, are we playing cricket or croquet?
Croquet.
It's croquet.
Okay.
I understand there's a lot of overlap.
Okay.
I have downloaded the wrong file. Pause for one moment, please.
I mean, I'd love to help you out and all, but my job is to keep him as far away from the pitch as possible.
What better way to do that than to be on the pitch yourself?
That makes no sense.
You could bonk him with a big mallet if he gets too close.
You could kick him in the nuts.
You could kick him in the nuts.
Don't offer my nuts up.
I'll take that. I accept that. I will help you and teach you how to play croquet in the next 30 minutes, as long as you don't get out of line. And if you do, I get to kick you in the nuts.
I'll hold him down.
Perhaps in the spirit of compromise, we could reach a middle ground and you could bonk him in the nuts with a big mallet.
That works for me as well.
I don't like where this is going. where did that accent come from?
I don't know.
You have a little bit of NZ on your tongue.
Oh, I got a little bit of NZ elsewhere, too.
Son of a gun.
What a cliffhanger.
Jeff, that was really funny.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of Astronomica. We'd like to thank Jackson Seib for making the amazing music that you just heard that made it also more dramatic. And we'd also like to thank you, because without you, we would just be people in a room playing a game.
That would be so sad.
Well, no, it would be fun. But it's more fun this way.
Agreed. If you want more of this, and how could you not?
How could you not?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Foolishness. I invite you to visit us on our Webular site.
www.astronomicapodcast.com, wherein you, fortunate one, will find a permanent and non-expiring invitation. Non-inspiring invitation to
our Discord. That's where a good chunk of us spend most of our social media engagement time, aka farting off while we're pretending to do work in our day jobs. That's where we organize community events. A lot of late summers, early falls, we try and get together in a cabin in the woods for nerd camp. And we also have a great resource on there, the Mind Hive channel, where if you have a question about theory or practical tips about role-playing, and especially OSR, and especially the Sign Nominee constellation, you can come ask tips or give tips and share lots of GIFs and memes.
And then, after you've done all that, go over to iTunes or the podcast podcatcher of your choice and rate and review us. And also tell all your friends about us and get a t-shirt and with a Sharpie write Astronomica Podcast on it until we have a merch section.
Ooh. Write our name on Sharpie in bathrooms, just everywhere you go.
Yeah, get a tattoo.
Yes.
Key our website into the paint of a cop car.
And if you are feeling particularly generous in the monetary sense, we've got a Patreon, because we're a podcast, and we've been around for more than 3 months. But no, for real, you can find us on patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. We have a lot of great stuff for you there. We've got some bonus content one-shots for you to listen to, where we play games in different systems, including Morkborg. And you can create a faction that will be in our game, so you can actually impact the game that you're listening to. And we have met PCs that our patrons have created and factions that our patrons have created. So we're not making this shit up.
Yeah. And a little synergy. Get on the Discord and tell me what I owe you. And you'll get it a lot faster.
Yes. Best way for you to get the biggest bang out of your Patreon buck is to also join our Discord and talk with us there. And just once again, a big giant thank you to everyone who has listened to us, everyone who has contributed to our crazy venture. And you know, if you've made it this far, stay tuned for like 10 more seconds, because I probably have some funny shit we said.
Yeah, post credits Marvel style. Excelsior.
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 You know what? And I have to say, this recap I have been looking forward to. I heard Colin's mom actually called me, and she was like, "I have never been proud of my son until I read his recap."
I object to all of this preamble. Just like let me do my fucking job. All right.
I mean, fucking is what we've been talking about, Colin, so you go for it.
I don't know, you're calling Colin's mom, because I'm in the DMs.
We are not the same.
We are not the same.
You guys are the same. You're the fucking same.